Blog Talk Radio.
I would have loved talking to you today, the way we used to. It's cold, and it reminded me how I hated to go out in the cold. So together, you and I would sit right in front of the stove with the oven turned on high and its door open, the poor man's fireplace, and talk. How I would have loved talking to you today. Some pains in my back a few aches in my hands. We could have shared some old folks' tales about Mr. Arthritis, because I am an old folk now, too. I would have loved talking to you today, to gather some more of your wisdom for later use. I had to ruminate on your words and ways in order to realize what a jewel, a priceless jewel, you and they were. I would have loved talking to you today, to tell you some of the senseless things my children did and are doing. But then, they are not children. They are grown. And they do not have to listen to me, even when they should. I just pictured your smirking smile as I said that. Yes, I would have loved talking to you today. You would have reminded me of my own youthful stupidity and my own hard-headedness and the prices I paid to learn and gain wisdom. How I did not listen even when it was for my own good. I would have loved talking to you today, remembering the growth process and how wisdom usually comes with age and often many mistakes. Most of all, I would have loved talking to you today just to apologize again for the pain and stress I caused you. Now that I really recognize I did and how it hurts, I would have loved talking to you today just to hear you forgive me and reassure me of your love and make everything okay like you always do. If we talked today, I would have thanked you for the things you taught, even though I didn't learn them all at the time of your teaching. I would have loved talking to you today. You would have made me first laugh at myself, and then together we would have both heartedly laughed at me. I would have loved talking with you today, but since we could not, I'm so glad we used to. Because of you, I will keep talking to my children. Hopefully, when the time comes, they will feel like I feel now. Although I would have so loved talking with you today, Mama, it was nice just remembering when we could and did.
Blessings, my poetic family. This is Miss Poetic D, a.k.a. Miss D, showcasing poets worldwide, doing it twice a week. Catch For the Love of Poetry, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your live recites and poetry over music. And we're going to follow that up with the best R&B music there is. Poetry After Dark, the original. Only on Saturdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where the open mic is blazing. Contact me, poetryafterdark@gmail.com. That's poetryafterdark@gmail.com. I am Miss Poetic D, your host, your poet, your author. www.lovetalkradio.com, Miss Poetic D.
This has been a Poetic D, Poetry After Dark. Sound off now. Blog Talk Radio promotion exclusive.
You were my first love, the first one that I wanted to share my everything with, the first one that I dreamed about and woke up fiending for, the one that I felt so deep that I came before you entered my hips. You sexed me so good it dripped from my lips, it was so wet that it saturated my tits, the first one that made me crazy because I missed your kiss. I guess I always knew why you made me cry. It left me weak and hollow inside. How sad to believe you were gone with the flavor of my kiss. I'm left holding you without you being here. It hurts me so bad I can't even cry out the pain. I want to say goodbye, but I'm left repeating your name.
Welcome, everyone. This is For the Love of Poetry. I am Miss Poetic D, your host. Thank you all for coming out. Calling number 347-826-9842. I'm going to open up Robbie Baby. Hey.
How you doing?
All right, how are you, Robbie?
Not too bad. It's getting to be springtime here finally, so I can finally take out the bike.
That's cool.
Today I have something here. It's called Intercourse of Poetics. It's an idea I had for a poem, and once I had it, I just had to roll with it and I'd say this is my best erotic poem thus far, and probably my steamiest. So it's a little long, so I'm just going to go straight into it.
Okay.
This is Intercourse of Poetics. I will engage you, entice you into an intercourse of love's poetics. An interplay of love's phloetics. This intercourse you and I, strokes of sexual surrender, verses of our bodies rendered, my body will be your love's contender. And so we start with me speaking couplets of our lust. Coupling the desire we had first single, no doubling. I want you to feel my words inside you, to feel my words' energy withdraw, then glide, and then go again inside, as our couplets couple in copulation side by side, and into these poetics. Of love's intercourse we dive. I want to slide my strokes into your mouth as you taste the flavor of my words exploding fount, that delicious flavor you so achingly yearn to savor, that you wish so much to mount. I want you to smell my words' effects upon your skin. I want to smell the after scent of my rhythm's method, of my rhyme sin, my words like sweetness upon your tongue sweetening my words upon their reception, into a taste akin to delicious gin. You want me to make you shudder with my syntax of love's utter, as we slip under to make sweet love under couplets and strophes covers. You want me to restrain you within the confines of my words, to make you feel bound by me, but free like soaring birds set free. You want me to open my mouth to receive the wetness of your tongue's taste, the residue of excitement that my love's aggress leaves, and we mingle the taste of my words upon your lips, and I taste your words now mixed with mine, as we swirl our tongue, love's erotic sea no longer confined. I want you to want me when I speak these words to you, these words that say I love you, these words that say that I lust you. Let my words erupt when I slide these words inside you, a creamy essence of love divine. a tasty essence of love supine, supine to the task of enfolding you in our intercourse of poetic power, plucked off of love's sinewy taut vine. Now let's finish this recitation of love's recital as we collapse for mutual embrace of energy so vital, and warm each other a loving embrace that resides in the bed of our intercourse of poetic space. And there we go.
Wow, I mean, that was awesome. Really, I mean, Robbie, you are intimate in your words. I love how you deliver. It was just great.
Thanks. I made sure to bring the mic close to my mouth because I noticed that in broadcast that my voice is just naturally soft and sometimes a little hard to hear me, so I put the microphone closer to me. Did that make a difference at all? Or?
You were louder than you usually are, but when you call from the internet, sometimes it blanks in and out when you're citing your pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it seems that going closer to the mic helped a bit, so I'm going to have to remember that for now.
Okay. Well, Rob, before you go, tell everyone where you call from and let everyone know where they can find you at.
Yeah. You can find me at Creative Thinkers International. That's creativethinkersintl.ning.com. And my full profile there is Robbie Baby, Poet of Amour, but if you look under Robbie Baby, you should be able to find me that way.
Okay. And Robbie, where are you calling from?
Oh, yes. I'm from Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Oh, wow. Canada. Right? All right. That's
yeah.
Thank you, huh?
It's chilly here.
Yeah,
chilly
I heard
here,
you
so
guys.
That's why I have to write those poetics.
I heard.
Wait a warm-up.
I speak to people all around the world all day, and they told me you guys are mm-hmm. just starting to warm up. So.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that. I couldn't deal with the cold. Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 985, I'm going to open up you next. Okay, hang on. I have some trouble bringing you on. Okay, you're on the air 985.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Taylor Michael from New Orleans. Today, if it's okay, I was going to do one of my poems and one of my, another poet's poems. Another quote that I really enjoy, one of his poems.
Okay.
Okay. Mine's called Exquisite, and it was after a woman who approached me. She was a singer who approached me and asked me to write a poem about her. So I asked her a few questions, and hopefully from the poem you can get the gist of who she is and what she's been through. So.
Okay.
She was born in the city of jazz and blues, where she picked up cues on Riverside city streets and sidewalk beats to take up her voice. She took the crowd around and decided she would sing loud and proud. That was her choice. And the time it took to find a voice inside her wandering mind consisted of everything from a charged iPod to her own soul's grind. You see, music is what made her life. It began when she was young, singing words from her tongue before she could walk, humming rhythms from her heart before she could talk. And when she was only 15, she discovered how the world could be so cruel, so mean, when it took her mother one day. And just like that, the words, the rhythms, the music all slipped away. And it wasn't until a year from then, when she picked up her pen, whispered to herself, begin. And she wrote a song that helped move along her blood flow, pumping words back into her heart that spoke of her mother, and she thought, now I know, I can write. I can write melodies so heavenly the angels come down to listen. I can sing an anthem unto the world and hit their every tear with precision. So she dropped down to her knees and let every note consume her vision. So she could only see the music. Thankfully, she took this gift and said, I will use it. It was hers and only hers, the final piece that made her whole. She could not place it in any given genre, so she named it Retro Soul. And her friends named her Fancy. And she became who she was meant to be. Natural talent and tragedy have played a seed. Now love and lyrics helped her uproot and be free. Now it's been 21 years down this road, and she has so many more miles to travel. Her voice is a gift yet to be truly discovered, and we have so much more to unravel. But I do know something. I know her name by definition is a representation of something formed in the mind of fantastic quality, and that is very hard to find. We are so lucky to have found her, and as it were, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for a woman with a soul to tell and a song to sing in her own special way. And I tell you, when she sings, it is that the angels come down to visit. And I'll tell you, I hate it when she leaves because, well, she's exquisite.
That is very nice.
Thank you.
I like that. You said this is not one of your pieces.
But this one was mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A singer approached me and asked me to write about her, asked her a few questions through emails, and then I wrote that.
Wow.
And performed it at her birthday party thing, like it was a big celebration thing. So.
Wow.
The next one is one that apparently people are curious about. It's the first poem that I ever heard, slam poem. First poem to give me chills, and it's probably what inspired me to write in the style that I do now. So it's called Sun by Alfred Crawford. And it was performed on Showtime at DiPaolo when I was about 12 years old, and I'll never forget it. So.
Wow.
There's been a warrant for my son since his day of birth. By an angry society that deferred his worth. Be it drug, sex, or bias laws, a lion can't rule if you shackle his paws. And though I tried my best to raise him right, I was the world outside that clouded his sight. You see, he was fighting a battle he could not win to transcend the end of most black men. My wife found a stem one day while washing his clothes. It ain't mine, he said while rubbing his nose. So I checked his room. I kind of wrecked the place. I searched every square inch of his hip-hop space. Then my mind caught the glint of a taped-up mind, and you can just imagine what was going through my mind when my son runs in and sees me spying. His face is all bloody and still wet from crying. Son, I said, where'd you get this from? Dad, I can't talk now. I gotta run. Slow down, I begged. Let's talk this out. Tell me what's wrong and what this gun is about. But Junior got impatient, and he snatched the heat. He bowed down the stairs, and he headed up the street. Now, I'm not as fast, but I kept him in sight. He ran two blocks down, and then he made a right. Now, I couldn't just stop and let the boy go. Something was wrong, and I needed to know. So when I rounded the corner, still gasping for air, my son stood facing the sky in a chair. Obscenities, egos, and attitudes clashed. My son raised his weapon. The dude dropped his glass. Now, my son's a big guy, but this cat was bigger. He leaped from the chair, so my son pulled the trigger. The explosion was deep like thunder at noon. The whole block hustled beneath the boom. The shot caught the guy high on the chest. And where he fell was where he'd rest. And then just as my son lowered his gun, from behind the house came another one. You shot my man, he screamed to my seed. Before I could react, the bullet was freed. I watched my son's body jerk and fall. And the root of my soul caught the pain of it all. Then without a thought or a brief interlude, I picked up the gun and I shot at the dude. I shot again and again till I knew he was dead, till every last bullet was pumped in his head. Then I went back to my son, who was silent and cold, the prince of my throne who was made in my mold. I'm sorry, my son, was all I could speak, as I watched his blood stay in the street. It's been 10 long years since that cold, hard day, when those mean, ugly streets took my son away. And that's when my wife, well, she's just coming around. She's just getting over a nervous breakdown. So to all you Apollo brothers, to whom this poem should speak, please, black men, don't let your son be another stain on the street. I'm sorry I messed that one up. That's the first time I've read that one.
I think you did a wonderful job on that piece.
Thank you.
And it's very deep. Wow.
Yeah. First one that ever like really hit me, so yeah.
Well,
I didn't write for years after that.
Thank you for saying that because that touched me too. Wow.
Thank you for letting me come on here and let everyone else hear that one. Appreciate it.
Well, it's all love. Is there anything you want to shout out in your web pages or anything where people can find your work at?
I mean, you can find me on MySpace, Taylor Michael. It's last name is M-I-C-K-A-L. It's really hard to spell, and it's pretty complicated, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
But, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, guys, that was Taylor Michael from the chat room. He actually did two pieces for us, and I hope he was able to catch up on them. They were definitely awesome pieces, and we thank him for coming on and sharing his work with us and also others. Call us 347 if you are calling in to do a piece. Then I will need you to press 1 so your lines can be open. Those in the chat room, the call in number 347-826-9842. And we're going to continue on to play a song here, and we're going to follow up with some more poetry. So sit back and enjoy.
Don't worry. Life is draining me, Lord, have mercy, for the seeds I've planted still looking to be reaping its benefits. Father tells me to stand upright and hold tight. My mom tells me to keep my legs closed but open-minded, to only check the box with preferences of greatness and not to be this token. What? Statement is not up to par. My draws are too big and I can't afford maxi with wings. Still, my angels acknowledge me. Like champagne in a styrofoam cup, I'm gonna hat this. I'm gonna make this no matter what. I'm gonna feel like money even if my account is insufficient funds. At least I'm walking this dirt road. At least I'm standing. Water dripping from a hot tin roof. I'm sick and tired of chapped lips. Where's my number? When my mother keeps telling me that it's coming up. Life is what you make it, what you put in it, how you walk with it. Guilty of struggles, but acquitted to believe. This mixing got me stinging like bees, fiending for a flower. Angels acknowledge me and keep on blessing me. By far in my mind, I'm going. Even if my draws are too big, I'm gonna be like fire. This life is so.
We're back. This is Miss Poetic D, as always, doing it for the love of poetry. What you just heard was Lovely Brown Female. She's been around BTR, so you guys should know her. This next piece I'm going to play has a little bit of singing and spoken words, so it's really hot. This is Lyrics Free Poetry.
You are listening to a Track Bangus production.
Coming home to reclaim his rightful place. I was born to breathe your essence and lift you in praise. Hail to the master, got me stirred in an eclectic haze of reality. For you bring me joy, baby. I can taste the rainbow flavors of your fervent energy, teasing me, taunting me. Entranced by the stars in the heat of your nights, I'm in prison. Buzzed by your moonlight, high, I have arisen. Scales could measure the magnitude of pleasures born and raised in the richness of your Everglades, like Queen Sheba, Black Panther at her side. You are my life partner, and it is by your side that I stand. For it was you who awakened my tent to see. You who battled my demons, breaking me free. Three times I denied you. Three times I called you by another's name. Three times I masterminded a different rhyme that drove the populace insane. Yet you remained still, constant. I give you the ring of my infinity as I kneel down on one knee. Sweet poetry. You make me feel like I can be. Pulses that cling to one's eardrum. Inherit images engraved upon timeless cliches that kick it intellectually, bold yet gracefully refined. My dear, you are truly one of a kind, for you revitalize, uplift. You are truly one of God's most gracious gifts for lifetimes to come. Patterned in the likeness of ingenuity, you transform mere poverty into the rites of passage. Masked in the unbreakable armor of faith and joy, mental boundaries fade into non-existence, as does the sweet follies of forgotten fame. But you will always remain true, sweet poetry. You make me feel like I can be.
I'm hoping that this ain't too hard to believe. Cause baby, you're the only one for me. I know it get hard when I'm moving in and out of state. But I promised my heart for you I would stay. Just remember that. And finally now I know just what that means. Oh yeah. You're the blessing I never thought I would get. And to the Lord I humbly bow my
break bones, but a name can change your self-concept. My ancestors met with far too much pain and suffering for me to hold a society and nothing. So don't look to me for your shimmying or your shucking. What you see is what you get. Don't expect me to show up bare-chested with my pants hanging around my thighs. I mean, I know me and my brethren are despised, but I'm not in the satisfaction business. And y'all got COs and POs and PDs and jails and an entire news media infrastructure with all types of advertising time to sell and a whole Fox News network dedicated to making us fail. And every time I leave my house, the police are searching around for a number one male. And you can call me all the racial slurs you want behind my back, but the cream is how I see myself. Only God could judge me, and as long as what's inside still love me, then other than our creator, only my will to survive is above me. And you can cuff me and arrest me, because your entire system is corrupt. In this belly of the beast, I'm a man to say the least, but bigger than that, America, I'm a self-construct. So conduct your fake news reports on my level of education or whether I pay child support or if ladies consider me a gentleman or whether I'm capable of articulating my every sentiment. I'm a man whether in a mansion or a tenement. And I stand my ground like Tiananmen, which is why I take my brethren and pull them aside and tell them racists call you that name for the purposes of genocide. And I love you to death, but if you feel closer to them inside, then I guess you and your oppressor get to call you whatever you like. But eventually they want to see you dead or in a cell. And if that's the future you see for yourself, then I guess it makes sense that you would identify with a name that would compel you to fail. But whatever any of us have done, any of us can do, brothers are nothing if not tough. And I make money. Money don't make me. I cannot be bought or sold. I'm a self-construct.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees. Free like open seas. Free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men and statistic AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, bring the street soldiers from this war in progress cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a true shower. We need us to get us free cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof best to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest, free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle, freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents. Like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent.
That's how it should be.
Freestyle, without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls. Or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds. Like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all my phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do. And freestyle so they can be them and you can be you. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen to one day be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey or what criteria this poet needs to fill or fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. Freestyle. Never repressing my thoughts, blocking my words, stressing the verbs, and now because my speech is not free like the wind that blows its supposed liberation throughout this tried, tired ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free. So I look at myself and try not to see myself as the nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds, what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak. Feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and rhythm nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that shit be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes. And we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, cause it seems like I've vented all my frustration in this poem that I've called freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings that could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you looked at every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound, like sunshine and moonlight, and the promises of the Christ, unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like fucking ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle, that's how it should be. 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 That's how it should be.
And we're back. This is Miss Poetic D on the mic. Thank you all for coming out. Call in number 347-826-9842. For everyone to know that my book is dropping. I have official release date, which will be April 21st, for The Elements of Love and Drama. For the first 30 days, it will only be available through AuthorHouse.com. So please go out and support me. I do appreciate it. CD is available on cdbaby.com. The title is In the Mind of Miss D. Caller 202, if you're calling in to do a piece, you need to press 1 so your line can be opened up. This next piece I'm going to play is by QS, and it was mixed by Son of Man. So, anxious to check this one out.
Like this.
Stop. Please stop. Are the words she cries out as the so-called love of her life delivers blow after bone-crushing blow. He spews out of his mouth, "I'm the man, damn it. If you didn't know." After making this stupid-ass proclamation, he quits with the physical punishment he was dishing out. The thing is, he was the one that came through the door like he was marching on to war. She simply asked him why. The next thing you know, she hit the floor, landing on her backside. 20 minutes later, while praying to God for strength, she is able to rise up from the floor. Her mind spins while trying to make sense of the madness surrounding within. Time and time again, this would happen. And he later comes to her with tears in his eyes and apologizes, holding on to that hope each time in the past. This, however, would be the last. Hoping beyond hope for his change was no longer a part of who she was, because while looking into the mirror for that one too many times, after being on the receiving end of his wrath, this queen finally had the revelation of her self-worth. She went to his side of the closet in the master bedroom. Just at that moment, he came, like many times before, with the baby. "I'm sorry." But this time she does a 180 spin move, and he finds himself staring down the barrel of a 9. For the first time ever, he was the one about to piss in his drawers. She says to him, "Don't even breathe, because I'm not trying to hear that bullshit this time." Moments later, she snaps the padlock shut after forcing him into the outside shed. She shouts with the thrill of deliverance that she is coming back with the police. Finally, her long-awaited justice will be received, but before leaving, she uttered these words. "When you do get out of jail, do not try to find or come see me, because I will not hesitate to fill you full of holes and set your soul free. And set your soul free.
When we meet, we greet beneath pink satin sheets. Our speech is bleak, not needed for our sexual exploration. We play a kissing game, orally consuming your juices as you grab my head, but stroke it as smooth as apple pie. Your face turns all my bathtub water running like cinnamon and sugar pie filling between my thighs. When you slide inside, you're surprised by the ride, because the arch in my back is unlike a virgin bride. My eyes try to hide the passion inside our love. It's so sweet, sort of like a peach, but more like a strawberry haze, a maze to find an exit, to pour out, lost in the puzzle. Make love to me and solve my riddle. Make me come into your world. I want you to catch the pearl. Here we go. I move slow as it realizes, oh yeah, you made me peek. You freak like an apple pie complete, cut and serve hot from the oven, delicious the taste. I love, just as sweet. Ready to eat?
Bye. I'm that little black boy you saw, who always had the dry snot above his lip. The one who had two pair of jeans, three shirts that was always covered with dirt and walked funny, cause his shoes didn't fit. The one with the nappy hair who played the pissy hallways. The one who looked like he needed a bath and hadn't had a decent meal in days. Yo, I'm the one you told your kids not to play with. You see, my family adopted heroin and crack, realized they liked it better and decided I wasn't the one they wanted to stay with. Now ain't that some shit? Yo, I was only six. I was shipped from place to place, home to home, buried by the system like a dog who buried and lost his bone. And I know God was with me. Yeah, I know God was with me. But I felt so alone. Yo, I felt like Todd King's head. All I needed was a comb, some place to call my home, someone to call my home. But you didn't care. And if you did, yo, if you did, your ass was never there. Guess you were caught up with your own problems, too caught up with self. Guess you were too busy to see that me and my view on reality was about to make an illegal left-hand turn on a street called life and fuck up society. And I didn't give a fuck about anything or anyone, cause nothing and no one gave a fuck about me. You see, I come from the projects and slums. I drank with winos and bums. Some myth named Cleo said that I have a predestined outcome. My address, yo, my address is 1141 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Blacktown, USA. And I'm your son. Now I'm 16. The world's in for a shock. Instead of carrying bags of books to school, yo, I carry bags of weed and a Glock. I'm influenced by rap like white kids to rock. Instead of Guns and Roses, my heroes, yo, my heroes are Biggie and Tupac. I'm your worst dream come true. Cause at any given time when you walk down the street and you look at me, yo, when you look at me, you look at you. I want you to choose not to see. I want you to refuse to acknowledge unless you're in the safe confines of your house, listening to the radio or watching TV. I'm that bad element you tell your other kids not to be. But I wouldn't be that way if you just spent some quality time with me. And if I had a dime for every time that I said that, damn, my pockets would be fat. But since they ain't, all I can do is get my hustle on. Pray to God, watch my back and stay strong. And I know the way that I'm living is wrong. Yo, but I've been trapped in this world for so long that it's hard for me to see any other way to be. So when I see cats like P. Diddy and Jay-Z, all I feel is envy. And when I listen to the Lox and M.O.P, all I feel is frenzy. And since I gotta get the cash, gotta get the dough, yo, if you in my path, if you in my path, you feel my wrath. Now during my lifelong bout with depression, I've learned a valuable lesson. Treat every day that God gives you as a blessing, cause nothing lasts forever. Not the sunny days, not life's messed up ways or the bad weather. Your solution was to place me in a correctional institution, but that didn't work. I was too clever. You repeatedly told me that I was good for nothing, destined to fail. You said that I'd be hooked on drugs in a pine box and doing 25 to life in some overcrowded jail. So as my teacher, I thank you. Good looking out, yo, cause you taught me well. No longer am I the child that you once knew, but I'm a grown man with a plan. You see, I understand that you need me more than I need you. See, cause I chase my dreams, I'll go after what I want, I do the things that you're afraid to do. So when you see that man in a designer suit stepping out that Bentley coupe, listen for these words. When you see that cat with a garbage bag hanging from his back, with a bounce in his stroke cause he's out on parole, listen for these words. When you see that child with tears in his eyes cause his family doesn't want him and he doesn't know why, listen for these words. I come from the projects and slums. I drank with winos and bums. Some miss named Cleo said, Eric, you have a predestined outcome. Yo, my address is 1141 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Blacktown, USA. And to each and every one of you out there, I'm your son. Word.
I want to. You and I, we were in different leagues, and yet, that did not matter. Gazing into your eyes, I became intrigued. It was the suspense you kept me in. And when you would look at me, I couldn't help but grin. I want to ask, and that statement cannot be completed. I know that feeling of being cheated. And we gained the conversation as we're waiting, contemplating, infatuation. You know it's all up in it. Truth be told, I'm scared. I'm prepared for what's to come. And I'm telling myself, just live a little. Our time together has just begun. But I already have the one. Still, my thoughts continue to linger. And I've left things to commit. And I didn't do this in good sense. It was my body's lure. My pounding heart, you. You revived it for sure. I want to add, as the scenarios are playing back in my mind, walk. Just walk away from temptation. You and I can become a huge complication. Trying to endure the sensation, we have bypassed all the flirtation. So what will I do in the midst of you? This is what you projected for me to fall. Fall so very hard for you. As time reflected this energy, an unexpected visionary of what could be, I want to ask, and you just want to give. Give me things you said I never had. I do want to give in. Give in to a man that understands. More and more, you persist. The eclipse. As my guard goes down. Isn't this unforgiving? I allowed myself to be kissed. And then, I fell into his arms. Where I felt, I belonged. Damn. I just want to ask myself, was this shit worth it? But it was everything I missed. At home.
Let me make you lose. whatever it is you desire, I wanna give my baby. I wanna feel your body yearn. All your softest spots I plan to learn.
Blessings, my poetic family. This is Miss Poetic D, a.k.a. Miss D, showcasing poets worldwide, doing it twice a week. Catch For the Love of Poetry, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your live recites and poetry over music. And we're going to follow that up with the best R&B music there is. Poetry After Dark, the original. Only on Saturdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where the open mic is blazing. Contact me, poetryafterdark@gmail.com. That's poetryafterdark@gmail.com. I am Miss Poetic D, your host, your poet, your author. www.lovetalkradio.com, Miss Poetic D.
This has been a Poetic D, Poetry After Dark. Sound off now. Blog Talk Radio promotion exclusive.
By most accounts, the slave trade began in the late 80s. Long before rap stars was trap stars, they was crack. And it was Lee like that in Midtown Manhattan, Latin Quarter VIP room. There he is in the back with the crack pipe. Two ladies, neither one his wife, and they're about to get the high of their life like, let there be light. Before that, there was Love Boat, backwards, embalming fluid, coke, greenery, and even that didn't seem to be enough to drive the black community backwards. Before that, there was heroin, but except for in Baltimore, heroin was never popular enough to do to the black community with crack would. Heroin pretty much stuck to the seedy individuals and the rappers and the entertainers and the petty criminals. Heroin never had no sellout rappers to promote it on the radio. Heroin never had no music videos. Heroin never had mass appeal, so corporate America could never figure out how to use heroin to earn residuals. But crack changed the entire hood industrial complex. So every little boy from 9 to 14 years old was thinking, yo, Lil Craig just got points on the package and I'm next. JoJo got sprayed last week, so I'm dressed. I earn $100 on a slow night, so I'm fresh. But he don't realize, like them trapping black men who did business with slave ship captains, he was in bed with a monster. Ronald Reagan's triangular slave trade. Sell cocaine to black people in America. Sell weapons to Iran and use the money to fight pro-Castro communism through the Contras. The CIA embarrassed itself in the Bay of Pigs and they were going to redeem themselves in Nicaragua. So they sold weapons to the U.S. enemy easily, but CIA agents couldn't figure out how to sell cocaine to black people in America. So they had warehouses of coke in L.A. that they couldn't get off. Enter Front State Center, a black man named Freeway Rick Ross. Five kitchens to cook cocaine into cheap rocks in a distribution network from South Central to the South Bronx. And the CIA was behind it, so the black community got flooded with crack. And they had to protect their investment, so the black community got flooded with gats. And old folks and young people couldn't walk the streets during the day or sleep at night because of the rat-a-tat-tat. And even the hookers got undercut because the black mothers started selling their cells at $5 a tap. 3 for 10s. The entire black community was like Satan moved in. Like the seediest parts of Harlem in the 1920s, black America became this nation's center for sin, which begged the question, if you shoot your brother at point-blank range for no reason, will his insides flood his leaves? And the answer, of course, was, it depends. Not saying that Freeway Rick Ross understood the long-term implications of what he was doing, just saying that black man worked with the CIA to oversee the black community's ruin. The first hit is free, little homie. That's all it takes to pull you in to Midtown Manhattan, Latin Quarter, VIP room. There he is in the back. It's 11 a.m. He forgot to call his wife, the kids, and he looks at the black lady to his right, and he looks at the white lady in the pipe, and he says to his sister, yo, this Freebase, baby. It's gonna be big.
And we're back doing it for the love of poetry. This is Miss Poetic D. I want to welcome in Angel Eyes. Thank you for coming by. And welcome back, John. Thank you for coming back. Just basically chilling tonight, playing some pieces. Who you just heard was Tamon Macy. Definitely a hot poet. Check him out. He has his own website, and he's doing it big time. Definitely inspiration to us poets. We have about 7 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in and do a piece, the number is 347-826-9842. For those that don't know, the CD has dropped and it is out and available for sale on cdbaby.com. My book will be out on the 21st. The title is Elements of Love and Drama. Really excited about that. Check that out. Support the sister. Appreciate all the love. The next show I'm going to be doing is going to be Saturday at 10 p.m. The show is no longer running at 11 o'clock. And that's Poetry After Dark. Highlighting poets worldwide. People call in. We get the mics hot. The speakers, you know how we do. So anyhow, we're going to continue on with the show. Again, we only have 5 minutes left, so... thank you all for showing up. Appreciate it.
Black Queen, kick back on your throne and get your mellow on, because I'm about to take it to the next level. But before we go, would it be cool if I wrote this poem exclusively for you? Created this composition to accompany my thoughts. two components of my creativity, infusing from thought into reality in an attempt to display how significant you and this moment we share is to me. Would that be cool? Would it be cool? Would it be cool if we went back into time to the first sunrise, to the beginning of the first day? It would signify the beginning of our love, and how with each coming sunrise, it would be renewed, rejuvenated, reinvigorated. Of you, I would never tire. It would be my love for you that keeps me inspired. My nights would be spent watching you sleep, guarding you from all harm, making sure that you were at peace, taking in every moment, dreading the end of each minute, but anticipating the beginning of a new one. And when you rise, let your loving eyes be filled with visions of my eyes loving you. Would that be cool? Would that be cool? Would it be cool if I submitted to you, adored you as they once did, the goddesses of ancient times? I would pay homage to you as they once did, the African goddess Ocean, bearing gifts of pure sweet water, peeled oranges, sliced apples, that I would dip in pure honey and feed to you. Would you dance for me? Allow me to see the flow of the wind in your hips, ray of sunlight upon your lips, the glimmering of the stars in your eyes. Grant me passage into your solar system. Expose me to the beauty of each universe. Guide me, teach me. I will honor you. I will cherish you. Wouldn't it be cool if we elevated next level and never came back down? Would it be cool? Would that be cool?
How'd she become under his control? Wasn't really looking for any other, no affairs, no little special friends. But the emptiness from home leads the situation to transcend. She never was the type to be promiscuous, but as you know, convenience plays its role. Her heart was there, but only for him to console. See, their attraction was obvious, you know, like on first sight. And something in her eyes made this desirability ignite. This is the beginning of her being under this control. You see, he saw what others seem to neglect, and this is the many reasons their mind connects. Because she didn't have to display her emotional state, and with him it was easy, and not a hard out debate. In the back of her mind, she knows that her other half is a factor. But blinded by pain, it really didn't matter. Even one soul has been bruised. When a love has been misused, vulnerability becomes deceptive. And now she stands, this newfound peace, from a man that knew her least. So the conversation from loneliness stimulates a desire to explore. And with the mind request, her heart deplores. As they're seized by the moment, their bodies connect. She's under this control. in the intense anticipation, it unfolds. But the sensation is more influential, and I see timetables of a lover as reverential, because he was able to rejuvenate what she lost. And even just for the moment, her pain paused. For everything done, there is a cause. And under the cause, it becomes an effect. And while under his control, yet she will remain under his control.